I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Russia's war in Ukraine is now a year old. Vladimir Putin's goals are mostly unmet. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky just now saying the anniversary marks a year of pain, sorrow, faith, and unity.
I'm Cammy McCormick.
My guess is that we're headed for a long war.
Stephen Biddle of the Council on Foreign Relations says the Russian military assault shows no signs of letting up.
Wars like this often end in mutual war weariness, and we're a long way from anything like that.
Sergey Radchenko of Johns Hopkins.
I think probably the most likely scenario, despite it all, is that we will have some form of a frozen conflict.
And keeping Ukraine supplied with weapons will grow increasingly costly for NATO allies.
Back here, the big story in the lower 48 states is the weather affecting many of them. One storm system along the Northwest dumping way more snow than usual on Portland, not to mention parts of California that rarely see any, while in the upper Midwest, hundreds of thousands remain in the dark.
In Michigan, a volunteer firefighter died after coming into contact with a downed power line. The storm left about a million people without power.
We lost power about 6 o'clock last night, and we stayed at our house, and it's really cold.
Bitter cold broke centuries-old records in parts of Colorado and Wyoming, where it was negative 26 degrees.
There was an early evening mass shooting in Philadelphia. 7 people wounded, including a very small child, and 5 teenagers. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
The victims range from ages 2 to 31. We do know that the 2-year-old is the child of the 31-year-old female that was shot.
At the South Carolina family murder trial of prominent attorney Alec Murdaugh, accused of killing his wife and one of his sons, dramatic testimony from the defendant reported by Bradley Blackburn.
He admitted on the stand that he lied to police about his whereabouts just before the killings. He said an opioid addiction clouded his judgment.
As my addiction evolved over time, I would get in these situations or circumstances where I would get paranoid thinking.
Singer R. Kelly, already serving 30 years in prison in New York, has been sentenced to 20 more in a separate case in Chicago, but only one of those to be served after he completes the New York term. Prosecutor John Lausch.
In spite of his fame and fortune, Mr. Kelly has been sent a clear message that the sexual exploitation of children will not be tolerated.
Russia has now launched a rescue ship for 2 cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut whose original ride back sprang a dangerous leak at the International Space Station, one of the few places left of U.S.-Russian cooperation. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call
8- Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication? The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm declaring it. It's a Town Hall Thursday all across the Civic Media Network, all across the nation, all across the world. Call the Devil's Advocates. Today, I want to hear from you. If you've never called us today or before, if you've called us today, we didn't answer because we just started. But if you've never called us before, we're going to take your calls first. I want to hear from new people. I want to make some new friends. I'm so sick of some of the people I've been hanging out with.
Hey, Crudy, tell me about it. Good to see you, man. Evan, working the board and the phones at 844-967-2789 for our audience, because, you know, that's the plan today.
The plan. Let's stick to the plan.
It's a great plan. I love this plan.
The way the coach drew it up on the chalkboard. Dom, I am still digesting the Supreme Court primary numbers from the other day. It's like a big bowl of Italian, you know. It takes a while to digest.
Oh, man, you know, actually, like a big bowl of pasta, it's actually better the second day, man. You get to sit there and absorb all the spices and flavors, man. And here we are again. I'm still giddy from this election. I'm very excited for the next several weeks.
I'll spare you my travails with garlic. I love garlic. But as they say, garlic doesn't love me.
Turnout
for the Supreme Court primary election set a record. Here's what we know about Tuesday's voting. Adam, I want to start with Corrine Hess's piece at the Journal Sentinel. Although I would point out, and we'll get there perhaps in a minute, the world is watching. The nation was watching. Tuesday night when we, the great state of Wisconsin, when the Badgers went to the polls, the world was watching us. And I'd be very interested to, you know, sort of poll our audience, sort of a non-scientific thing. Again, the phone number here, 844-967-2789, declaring it a Town Hall Thursday. And I want to hear from you, A, are you particularly motivated? Why this spring election? And B, I got to tell you, Dom, Madison carried it. You're welcome, Protosewitz. Madison did our
strong
part. Plus,
strong. Keep it up, Madison. We love you, Dane County.
And the audience always loves when I'm doing math on the radio, Dom, so let's go there.
Oh, God. Didn't you make some notes before we started?
I'm going to read a little.
All right, good.
Wisconsin's primary election had one statewide race on the ballot,
but the Supreme Court contest was enough to draw nearly 21% of the voting age population to the polls. 21%. Not so shabby when I tell you what some of the previous turnouts were. Dom, on Tuesday, more than 960,000 votes were cast, a 36% increase from the last record set in 2020 when it was 705,000 people who voted in that year's Supreme Court primary that also featured the Democratic presidential primary. As our friend Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll reminded Corrine Hess. So here, Dom, is what we know. How many people voted in the last Supreme Court primary? Now, you were quite taken with the percentages. I looked at the raw vote totals. I thought, extraordinary. But the percentages, Dom, you calculated, what, roughly 21.4%. That's what turned out. Now, that ain't a great number. No. But let me tell you about a couple of...
Not great.
Let me tell you about a couple of the prior Wisconsin Supreme Court primaries that did not exceed 20%. Dom, like 2020, that 705,000 vote, that former record had barely 16% turnout. In 2018, the spring Supreme Court primary, again, not the general, the primary, the one we had the other night, 12.12%.
Ooh, terrible.
12% turnout. 2016, just under 13% turnout, Dom. And statewide liberal candidates got the most votes. We've talked about this. Janet Protasiewicz, who is a Milwaukee County judge, and former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly. Again, I don't like calling him that. He never won that seat. He was appointed to that seat by Scott Walker.
I mean, sure.
It should have a caveat and an asterisk.
I mean, if you're the VP and the president, you know, dies or retires, you become the president. You know, you're still the president.
Not in the case of Gerald Ford. I'd put an asterisk on there. But anyways, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz and former Supreme Court by appointment Justice Dan Kelly.
There you go.
Emerged Tuesday as the two winners of the primary. Well, there was one winner and there was one guy back on the far turn, Dom. But combined, Protasiewicz and the second liberal candidate, Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, well, combined, Dom, they received the most votes. And statewide, the two liberal candidates received 54% of the total vote. Kelly and the second conservative candidate, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro, well, Dom, they got a meager 46%. I'm going to skip over the Wow counties for just a minute and get to my county. In Dane County, Dom, 35.9% of registered voters, 139,971, call it 140,000 people voted on Tuesday. In Milwaukee County, who do we know from there? Oh, yeah, you. That's your county, right, Dom? In Milwaukee
county, baby, yes.
Now, kudos to Milwaukee County for turning out 25.8% of registered voters. And as we just talked about, the record, the statewide record's 21.4%, this most recent record set. Well, Milwaukee County exceeded, overperformed, right? But it only turned out 134,000 votes, Tom. I don't know if you noted, we beat you not just by percentage, but Dane County beat Milwaukee County in raw vote count. You're welcome. That's all I got to say.
A little more on this. People stayed home in northern Wisconsin while turnout across most of the state was up 36%. Voter turnout declined in northern Wisconsin, Franklin said. North of Wausau and west of the Minnesota border in cities including Rhinelander, Ashland, and Superior, turnout was equal or less than it was in spring of 2020. The falloff of voters in northern Wisconsin could be a bad sign for Republicans who have counted on those votes in recent elections to offset Democratic gains in the suburbs. But Franklin said the primary elections are much different than the general. Still, razor-thin margins in recent races continue to show every Wisconsin vote counts. Corey Hess over at the Journal Sentinel.
Now, Corey Hess doesn't talk about this, but I'd like to bring up the fact. We've talked about the fact that Donald Trump inspired low-propensity voters. never before voters.
Right.
And a lot of them, they came out of the literal woodwork of northern Wisconsin. And they came out to vote. But it wasn't really Trump that inspired them for the first time. Technically, if you look, statistically, it was probably...
Scott Walker?
Scott Walker in the recall.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that came out during the recall of Scott Walker in the state of Wisconsin that had never historically voted. They were low propensity voters. And Donald Trump captured their imaginations. And maybe a second time around, some had still had a bathtub full of Kool-Aid Dom and they were still supportive of Donald Trump. But when you start talking about a Supreme Court spring primary election in the state of Wisconsin, does that play at Hayward? Do people give a damn? Now I point out Hayward because that will soon be our newest outlet, Dom, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. We'll be playing there soon on 9:10 a.m.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, it does matter. That's why I'm so motivated. So many of our audience is motivated. But I think that goes to the perhaps some of the shallowness of the Walker slash Trump supporters. You know, it's all about, you know, the trolling and the gaslighting that, you know, it's the WWE, it's the all-star wrestling of politics. And when the show's not there, when the entertainment goes away, you know, they're less likely perhaps to exercise their civil duties.
But if you'll recall, Dom, historically, it's the lefties that failed to turn out in these sort of spring primaries, sure, and spring general elections. It's the low propensity Democratic voter that tends to stay home. The only time the Dems ever turn out there, seemingly, is in a presidential year. In a presidential
Can't say that
year,
now, man. Can't say that now. Buck the trend here, baby. You're welcome.
That has certainly been a change in the trend. Dom, we talked about the headline over at the Washington Post. What isn't declining in America? Voter participation. David Beiler, I'm just going to read a bit from this, but I told you. Bet they're talking about Wisconsin. First sentence in this article. Wisconsin State Supreme Court primary does not normally move multitudes to the polls. It's at least technically a nonpartisan race held, in the dead of winter. But Tuesday's race was different. Different, I tell you, Dom. The latest vote count is well short of the roughly 2.7 million votes cast in the state's November 2022 Senate race. But for a state-level judicial primary in February of an odd number year, the vote total was huge. More than 960,000 votes in the race, well ahead of the 705,000 who voted in the 2020 judicial primary, and nearly twice the number that cast a ballot in 18, Dom. And that's both as a percentage and as a raw number total. Wisconsinites narrowed the field. Well, Dan Kelly, I think he's dropped a few pounds. I think he narrowed his own field a bit. The ongoing political power struggle in the closely contested battleground state is not the whole story. Wisconsin's high turnout is part of a broader pattern nationwide. The 18 and 22 midterms saw the highest turnout rates for such contests since the 1960s. Damn, I'm getting old, but I didn't even live in the 1960s.
David Beiler concludes as such. The Wisconsin outcome is a reminder that politics remains closely fought. Voters are taking every opportunity to show what side they are on. And if there's anything, Crudy, perhaps the terrible governance of and lack of leadership from Trump and the Republicans is driving people to the polls. If you don't do it, if you're not involved, someone else is.
Dom, it's a binary choice. You're either a Dom person or you're a Crudy person. But you're all devil's advocates. People, I hope, join us. Town Hall, it starts right now. 844-96-PARTY.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 10 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 21. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers, lowest dip down to about 17. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I worry, though. Some of the kids can't keep up with the 365, 24-7 political party up around here. So you got to unplug from the politics once in a while. Once in a while. Well, our friend here at Civic Media, Charlie Behrens, has got a brand new stand-up act, and you don't even have to pay to watch it. It's on YouTube. It's called Midwest Goodbye. You know how Midwesterners, we...
you never leave, man. Say goodbye forever.
Something like that. Anyways, we encourage you to watch Charlie's new special. It's a big one for him. He's been promoting it. It's on the YouTube. Look up Charlie Behrens. Again, it's called Midwest Goodbye. And don't forget, the Cripes Cast plays out across the Civic Media Network on Saturdays and replays again on Sundays. High noon, baby. You know, it's a horse apiece, Dom. Saturday or Sunday, either one. Keep her moving. 844-967-2789. We told you it is a town hall, and we'll take friends and new friends alike. Here's an out-of-state friend, Hoosier Bob. How you doing, Hoosier? What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. I just wanted to call and say thank you to the state of Wisconsin and to the Devil's Advocates and Civic Media for the support you gave Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, and the work's not done yet, Hoosier Bob, but yes, you're welcome. We are working our asses off to, if nothing else, let people know there's a spring primary election going on, right? I mean, if we don't tell the audience, honestly, nobody's telling them. Hoosier Bob, the other day I turned on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, polls closed, Crudy flips on the boob tube, no live coverage of the primary race. The only live coverage I got right here on the Civic Media Network, Bob, had to turn on the app, turn on it. Not that I felt bad, I'd have gotten there eventually, but I was looking for some visual. No, not on my normal CBS news station locally. They weren't even covering the primary, Bob. Well, we were.
Wow.
And we were telling people, I mean, we've been telling people this is the most important spring primary of your lifetime. And this will be the most important general election because it determines effectively the soul of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. No more important race. And I mean this in all sincerity, Bob. We talk about important races. Defeating Scott Walker's maybe number one. Defeating Trump, number two. Defeating Dan Kelly, number three in your lifetime. At least if you're a Wisconsinite.
Well, I know what it does for me. It gives me hope here in Indiana that change actually can come.
You know, I'm guilty, Bob. I I can remember DeWine in Ohio, and I remember your former governor, Mike Pence. Who's the current governor in Indiana?
Holcomb. Holcomb.
Yeah, that's what I say. Holcomb. Sort of rhymes with something, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Hoosier Bob.
Way to dig deep, man.
You know, it's not always clever. Got you there to laugh. Funny or not, you're either laughing because it's funny or laughing because I'm bombing.
844-967-2789. You never bomb with us. Chris from Sun Prairie, you are next. Welcome, Chris. What do you got today?
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey there.
So you taking old friends, too?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see that we got Janet in there anyway. We really need to have that happen. And I'm still upset, though. I can't believe that we have somebody running for the Supreme Court that is actually like a fake elector guy. I don't know how these people are being allowed to run for office. It's pretty upsetting. So I hope people get out there to vote. I think in Dane County, the reason that we have so many people that are getting out to the polls is because living around here, a lot of people are involved in the elections. So I know, like, on my social media, everybody's talking about it. Like, yeah. Like Mike said, you don't see it much on the news or anything, but people around here talk about it more. So we've got to get more people active in some of the rural areas. I do think people are trying to get the word out. I think having your stations all over the state's going to help a lot. So congratulations on that. That's an awesome win there with expanding. What's it, 17 now?
We're getting there. We will soon be like 18 stations across the state, 12 talkers, 6 musically formatted radio stations. That's all I can talk about, Chris. Got to be careful about talking about Fight Club.
Well, I'm just watching from afar, and it really is interesting to see you grow. And I just wanted to say congratulations and thanks for all the work you're doing.
Well, thank you, Chris. You've been there the whole time, and I look forward to seeing you at the Wisconsin Grassroots Network. That's coming up on March 18th. And Chris is instrumental in helping to organize that event. And, you know, she's got excellent taste because she invited me to be one of the keynotes. And I'm also doing a breakout group, or more accurately, Civic Media is. And our friend, Civic Media's morning host in Milwaukee and Green Bay, Earl Ingram. Earl's going to broadcast live there that day.
Oh, nice.
Our buddy Jim Santel is going to be there doing some morning cannolis on Saturday morning, 9 to 11. And so, you know, it should be a good shindig. Wisconsin Grassroots Network, their annual event, and this time it's back in person. It's going to be at Wisconsin Heights High School. That's in Mineral Point. That's Western Dane County. It's not a bad trip. You can make it. 844-967-2789. We'll continue talking with our fair audience, Dom. I love doing town hall style. Also, got to remind people, Republicans got a plan to motivate their base, Dom. The referendum questions. Let's not forget, there are spring referendum questions, and there were challenges in the courts. They have failed to block these referendum questions. But they think this is what's going to turn them out in northern Wisconsin and all across this great
state. They're
going
to pull out every trick in the book. They're going to try to continue to scare the electorate. That's what they do. That's what the Republicans are all about. Don't ask them to offer you any sort of solutions to the, you know, myriad of problems that we as Wisconsin citizens and citizens of this country face. To them, it's all about keeping the status quo. They don't want to lose their power. They don't want, you know, they don't want women to be able to get abortions. They want women to remain a second-class citizen. So, you know, hopefully that will continue to strike a chord. It struck chords. It will continue. We got a hell of a 6 weeks ahead of us.
Well, you better come back then. More Devil's Advocates.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. As Russia's war in Ukraine hits the one-year mark, Ukrainian President Zelensky pledges to push for victory in 2023. While at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre...
1 year ago, this group came together just mere hours after Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine to impose unprecedented costs on Putin and his cronies.
Most of the many people dealing with the major storms in the upper Midwest and the Northwest are not enjoying the snow very much, but a few are, like kids in Apple Valley, Minnesota.
What are you guys saying? Is it nice out here?
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like cooped up. I feel like you can only watch shows and play inside.
A two-year-old child and five teenagers are among seven people shot and wounded in early evening in Philadelphia.
At this point, we're piecing everything together to figure out if this was retaliatory, if some of those victims were intended or not, but it's still really early to tell.
Philadelphia's Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foodie.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I've confirmed it's Thursday, and we're doing a town hall style today. You can join us, especially new friends. You know, we love our old friends, but we like making new friends because get sick of some of you people, mostly you, Dom.
Yeah.
844. 967-2789. Nothing but old friends, though. I don't mind. Jack from Merrimack, welcome back. What do you got?
What's happening, Jack?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that Dan Kelly is going to have a little bit of rough sailing, I think, in his campaign. He's pretty ethically challenged. You know, it's, we can start out with the 120,000 that the Republican Party paid him off, I mean, paid for consulting fees, trying to overturn an election.
But, Jack, let me interrupt for just a moment. We've seen the history of Donald Trump and the support that he got from the base, right? The MAGA. He turned the whole Republican Party into a party without any sort of moral or ethical core, Jack.
He allowed them to be who they've always been. They allow them to be themselves.
My only question, permission. Dan, on the right, pardon me, Jack on the right, who is going to be offended by the ethical lapses of Dan Kelly? That makes him a good team player, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. He certainly was bragging before the primary that he could raise more money in donations than anybody else that was running.
Well, that's not exactly what he asserted, Jack. What he asserted is he could raise more dark money, which under Wisconsin's campaign finance laws, I believe, is still illegal. Although Scott Walker got away with it. But effectively, a judicial candidate, I would assert, Jack, is coordinating with this PAC, with the Uline money, with the Fair Courts. And what he effectively said is not that I can raise more money for my campaign. He said, I can bring in more PAC money, more third-party spend. But here's the deal, Jack. You're supposed to be completely independent from third-party spend. You're not supposed to coordinate your campaign, let's say, with Dick Uline. But I strongly suspect the ethically challenged Dan Kelly is doing just that. By his own admission, he's good at it. 844-967-2789. There's Jake. Jake from Madison. I've been looking for you for like 2 minutes. Jake, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. Long time semi-listener when I remember to and first-time caller.
Come on, man. Stop smoking all that weed and keep turning on the devils on time. You can't be forgetting us, semi-regular listener.
You know, appointments sometimes get in the way and stuff, but that sort of thing. Anyway, hey, thanks for everything you guys are doing, particularly Outstate. It really matters to get the word out of reality to puncture the bubble of bullshit that's basically built by angry man, white guy.
844-967-2789. We're going to keep moving down the list. Got to keep it clean, folks.
Let me jump in here just briefly, if I may, Crudy. Molly Beck writing at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about the Republicans and the disarray that I believe they are still in. As Molly writes, the day before conservative voters chose former Supreme Court Justice appointed by Scott Walker Dan Kelly to compete for a race on the state's highest court after another bitter primary race that left Republicans mostly at odds with each other, the chairman of the state party was unequivocal. Conservative candidates and their supporters need to come together after tomorrow night. Like at 8 p.m., Republican Party Wisconsin Chairman Brian Shimmy tweeted, referring to the time polls close on Tuesday. The fresh calls for unity as Kelly launches a general election campaign against Milwaukee County Judge Jenna Protasiewicz are being made as conservative voters are still feeling the fallout of the last Republican primary in the 2022 governor's race when the construction executive Tim Michaels entered the race with just a few months before the primary election and defeated Clayfish after some nasty campaigning. Now, Republicans face losing control of a court that has delivered and protected their priorities for more than a decade while witnessing record turnout for a spring primary, most of which was for Protasiewicz. Those of us who believe in a fair and impartial judiciary must unite behind Daniel Kelly, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doral said in a statement Wednesday. We can't let her succeed. I ask all those who volunteered, contributed, and voted for me to now get behind Daniel Kelly. On election night, conservative radio host and Crudy's buddy, Dan O'Donnell, tweeted, we have 6 weeks to get every national conservative involved in this, or everything conservatives built in Wisconsin during the Walker era comes crashing down instantly. Now, if that's not motivation for you lefties out there, hell, even you independents, what is? They are in disarray. They have been fighting with each other. I mean, that's what Trump does to a party. Right? As I said, he allowed them to show their true selves, and now they're turning on each other. As noted, you didn't see the two liberal judges going after each other the way that the conservatives have. So their party's in disarray. They're screaming, they're begging for unity, which is not a sign of strength. So keep at it. We got 6 weeks to put these ideas on the Walker era in the grave. 844-967-2789.
Tom, I hope we see the sort of conservative reconciliation in this race like we did after Tim Michaels came to Waukesha and kicked dirt in Rebecca Clayfish's backyard and brought the former president to Waukesha and then received and garnered no endorsement, no reconciliation photo, and a distant second. Got crushed a little by Tony Evers. 89,000 votes, I think the margin. That's pretty substantial in this race. But here's my early prediction, Dom.
What's that?
Dan Kelly will lose by well over 100,000 votes again!
844-967-2789. Andrew from Motown. You're up, Andrew. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, Devils. I'm so glad that there was a great turnout for this election. I'm wondering, I don't know if I missed it, but did you say how many of the votes went to Judge Janet and how many went to the other guy? Does it look like Judge Janet is leading in the vote?
Oh, yeah.
For the general?
Andrew, here's the way it worked. Protus Sawicz, Judge Janet, got 46% of the vote. The combined total of the two conservatives in the race was 24 and 22, so about 46%. She beat all the conservative voters by 4,000 votes, and Everett Mitchell had another 7% on top of that. If you assume most of Mitchell's supporters are going to vote for Protus Sawicz in the general, she's up about 7 on day one.
Right. I'm so glad to hear what I consider our sister state turning things around. Hopefully this gerrymandering ends in Wisconsin and you can end up with a government like we finally got after 40 years here in Michigan.
Yeah, Andrew, that's a hell of a job you guys have done over there in Michigan. Well done. And you got to have to keep fighting for it because there's a lot of crazy going on in Michigan, man.
That's right. That's right. You got to keep up all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you,
and
appreciate it.
And that's just the Michigan basketball coach. Did you hear what their players called the Badgers? And the Badgers won big last night. It felt good to see them beat the Hawkeyes.
Yes. Yeah, they were pretty insulting.
Not a squeaker with the missed shot at the end.
That was the Wolverines, right? They were insulting, called them names.
They were.
Did that bother you?
It did a little. Don't call my team scumbags. Save that sort of sentiment for Ohio State. And, of course, Patriots.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's hard to hate the Bears. I'd like to hate the Bears. They're just not worthy of that sort of animus. We own their ass, Dom. 844-967-2789. Join us Town Hall Style Thursday. Wisco Paul, you're always welcome at the political party.
Hey, Paulie.
Well, thank you, Devils. I appreciate that. I want to remind Dom of one thing. Rojo, Ron Johnson, did win a state election in this state. He carried the fake ballots, and that was totally amazing to get beat by somebody like that. So I can never give up. You got to stay on top of things here. Although yes. Judge Janet, up to this point, has run a heck of a campaign, media-wise also, or ads, I think, are tremendous. But Dan Kelly, Scott Hall, the man that I just love to hate because of what he did to the roads in the state, appointed this man. So there's no way in God's good earth I would vote for him. But when you start looking at his resume, he's against a woman's right to choose. He's for the gerrymandering to continue. For the life of me, I can't understand how this guy could even get the nomination, let alone be Judge Janet. But I think Cody's right. If we keep the eye, or if not me, but if Judge Janet runs a good campaign, she should beat this guy by double figures. I can only hope, because I certainly, for one, would like to see democracy back in the great state of Wisconsin. And I might add, Civic Media, and you guys, are going a long way to helping democracy back, and I really appreciate that, and I know the other listeners and callers do the same. So thanks for listening to me today, and I'll say this, great show today. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. Hope you added a little special sauce to
That's right, a little Paul flavor on there. You know, when conservative talk radio talks about you know the importance of this and trying to unite the Republicans and the MAGAs together and stop beating each other up, because what did he say? I mean, everything that Scott Walker does is going to go away instantly. I'm thinking to myself, what's the great legacy of Scott Walker? What are you trying to hold on to, Republicans? What is the Scott Walker legacy that you are so concerned about losing? For real. I mean, really, what did he do? Act 10? How'd that work out for everybody? See, well, turned down the Menominee money for the Buck Stadium. Okay,
turned down the high-speed rail, turned down the expansion of broadband internet to outstate
Turned down
Wisconsin.
The Medicaid expansion for Obamacare. Oh, but what did he do? Well, he wanted to play ball with Foxconn, right? I'm going to turn Wisconn Valley into... I mean, come on. The guy was a hack. He's always been a hack. So what legacy are you so concerned about losing?
Well, they helped him get elected, Don. Their own legacy, that is, Scott Walker.
What was, you know, and I saw that with Dan Nodal running for the Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. That's my Senate district, and against Jody Habesinik, and vote for Jody. Said the same kind of crap that Walker was saying back in the day. Oh, when I came in, we had $1 billion budget deficits. Yet. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That was all a scam. I solved a $3.6 billion budget deficit. No, you did not. And Dan Nodal's out there parroting the same false claims. Look at the CAFA reports. Show me where that number comes from other than your ass. 844-967-2789. Lou from Burlington, you're up. Welcome, Lou. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I'm a first-time caller, and I got all my kids to go out and vote.
Nice,
excellent.
Lou.
Excellent. Well done, Lou.
What'd you have to bribe him with, Lou? A ride or free beer? Or what'd you give him?
Lunch.
Lunch. Well, Dad, you were going to get stuck paying the lunch bill anyways.
Hey, Lou, so is this the first time for them? I mean, I appreciate the efforts, but was this out of the norm for your children?
Well, my son lives up in Milwaukee, and he's voted. He's a good one. He does what I ask him to do, but the three girls, I gotta get on. I gotta ride their butts in order to get them out there. But they are big time Democrats, though. My youngest, she's 22. She's a big Bernie supporter.
Good girl, that one. I'm sure they're all good kids, Lou, but particularly the Bernie supportive one.
Yeah, she's really good. They just need a little bit of fire underneath their butts in order to get them out there.
Now,
I got them out there, so.
Lou, when did you start listening to us, if I may ask?
So I started listening to you guys. So I'm a retired educator, and I started doing some delivery, some DoorDash and stuff like that. And I heard you guys on the radio. I was just surfing the internet. This was probably back in the spring, so probably about March, April of this year.
All right.
And I've been listening while I'm in the car all the time. I'm listening to Civic Media all the time. I got the app and everything.
God bless you, Lou.
That's awesome.
If you can just get the four kids listening as well, Lou, that's all we ask. Just bring four of your offspring along, and they'll tell four friends, and it'll be like a Vidal Sassoon commercial.
I will secretly download.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 10. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 21. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers, lows level off around 17. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
I'm going to tell you a story about the house that blew.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone is open 844-967-2789. I want to throw this one out there. Crudy, Corey Hess, very busy today at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee will host the first Republican presidential primary debate in August, according to the RNC. And this event will coincide with the RNC's summer meeting. So far, Milwaukee has been the only city chosen to host a debate. The event will be a precursor to the 2024 RNC in the city and a chance to bring even more national exposure to Milwaukee. Ron McDaniel said this, the Standing Committee of On Presidential Debates has been hard at work over the past 2 days reviewing RFPs from organizations interested in hosting primary debates. We have a long way to go, but I'm confident we'll be able to showcase our eventual nominee in a world-class fashion, McDaniel said. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the announcement is an affirmation. Milwaukee is an ideal location to stage a major event. I want our hospitality industry to grow for hardworking Milwaukee residents to have even more employment opportunities.
Dom, I know they won't let us in the room. Well, we're going to Milwaukee, aren't we, baby?
I'm already in Milwaukee, baby. So, well, yeah.
I'll bring the political party with.
All right.
I got to think it's going to, and first and foremost, I know that's breaking news for the rest of the world, but I told our audience 2 weeks ago the RNC precedes the convention historically with a debate in that town. They did in Cleveland. They're doing it in Milwaukee. I told you it was going to happen. Like 63 or we might be up to 65% of the time.
We're right every time.
844-967-2789. Calling from three blocks away in Milwaukee. Must be three blocks from Dom, Steve. How you been?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I'll let you know that I've worked every election in the city of Milwaukee since 1994. And I've been recording data from the election since 2012. And yes, that trend is, it was at my poll too, because we broke the record for a February election. The most voters in February since 2012, since wow. I've recorded. And I have noticed an uptick during a certain time, a period of time, and I call it the Trump effect. Because it just jumped up. Every category jumped up when Trump was president and is staying high.
Donald Trump,
I think it's a good trend.
He has turned out more Democratic voters than any man in the history of politics. He is the most polarizing figure ever.
But it goes to show you, Steve, if the people are not involved and you leave it up to, you know, those people, I don't have time, but if you leave it up to everybody else, we get candidates like Donald Trump. And that I know there's the mega supporters out there, Steve, but I don't think that was good for this country. The only good that came out of it is a lot of people that were not paying attention, that did not appreciate the value of their vote, I think are making the effort to try and stem the tide of mega in this country.
I don't know. The Ulines did just fine. The Widow Hendricks did just fine. And, of course, the Ron Johnson family estate did just fine. Under the Trump tax cuts, that's something to brag about if you're rich.
Any other thoughts today, Steve?
Well, I mean, that's what I like. No, the only thing that's positive to me is I used to sit there for 13 hours and register seven voters in 13 hours. Now it's never that low. So so we're busier, and it's nice to be busy, you know, because people are starting to wake up a little bit, because you got to get really bad before it starts getting really good. So I think that trend, I hope to see it continue, is what I'm really hoping.
Steve, just don't talk about a woke electorate. Might have means. A reverse psychology effect on some. I appreciate your call and listenership. 844-967-2789. Perhaps a new friend. Gunther from Madison. Welcome, Gunther.
Hey, Gunther.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I did my taxes last night, and for the first time in a long time, I actually had to pay federal taxes. And I don't make a hell of a lot of money, but it seems I recall something about the payroll taxes got deferred, and then they never voided those with the legislature. People are going to be thinking.
Well, I just want to clarify, Gunther. Are you paying state taxes unexpectedly, state of Wisconsin taxes that you haven't historically had to pay?
No, it's federal.
Okay, and so I'm not.
It was the payroll tax holiday that they did at the end of 21. So I think that those taxes, they didn't defer, or they deferred them, but they didn't.
They were deferred until the bill comes due, and then they're due. Is that your point, Gunther? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that people are not going to realize, and I've heard from other people, they're like, oh, man, I did my taxes. I got to pay in this year. And I think a lot of people aren't going to realize that that's why. It's because they deferred them, but then the legislature never actually went through the process of voiding them, you know, like letting them go.
And now, how does that make you feel, Gunther? What do you think the resolution is? What would you like to see done?
Well, I mean, I would have liked to see the Congress actually, you know, fulfill what was said when they said, oh, we're going to, you know, help everybody with have more money, and we're going to defer their taxes. And it was sort of implied that they were just going to let those taxes go, but they didn't really explain that to most people.
Gunther, sorry for your troubles, man. Nobody likes paying the IRS. Don't have a clear sense of exactly why you would have a higher liability than prior years. Certainly your explanation makes sense to me, Gunther. If they weren't withholding as much taxation during the course of the year, and there was no legislative action to offset that, then of course the bill came due. And I'm sorry for your troubles, sir. 844-967-2789. I always like to defer and pay the 12% interest. Steven from Green Bay, welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steven.
Hey, guys. I have two very important things to say, and I'll try to get through them quickly because I know airtime's expensive these days. So the first thing I want to say is that, just on a quick note, I had the same thing happen to me that Gunther had happened to him. So it is happening to multiple people, but that's not what I wanted to say. Anyways, I was in my car last night trying to warm up, so I thought what better way to do that than turn on Mr. Levin on my local conservative radio.
Why would you do that to yourself, Steven?
It gets you hot under the collar. That'll warm you up.
Uh-huh. And I came to a realization that he can't even talk facts anymore. He's just got to lodge personal insults at people, because that's literally all the conservatives have to talk about. And second, this is for Cruz in particular. I hear a lot of people call you guys and say, you know, you guys are doing such a good job and thank you, but it really goes a lot further for me. I'm a new Democrat. And you know, I was one of those people thought, you know, my voice really doesn't matter. What can I do? And the fact that, you know, you got up off on the couch and said my democracy is going in the wrong direction and you do something about it, and you're cranking up these radio stations, it just really gives me hope.
Thank you, Stephen. More Devil's Advocates. I hope you stick around.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.